Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Humanities Council, enriching families by helping parents understand the joy of reading to their children. To learn about the Read from the Start program, visit mohumanities.org.
The president's Supreme Court justice nominee has discussed his qualifications with one of Missouri's U.S. senators. Elisa Nelson has more.
Senator McCaskill has met with President Obama's U.S. Supreme Court justice nominee. Democrats have criticized Republicans for refusing to hold a nomination hearing for Judge Merrick Garland.
For the first time in history, one political party has decided to politicize the Constitution. We have never had the Constitution politicized before in this manner. The Constitution says the president has a four-year term. The Constitution says that he shall nominate. The Constitution says that the Senate should advise and consent, which means having a hearing and voting up or down.
Senator Blunt has said that blocking a U.S. Supreme Court justice nomination during a presidential election year is not unusual. Garland has been a federal appeals court judge for nearly two decades. Elisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
A state house investigation of what went wrong in St. Louis County during last week's municipal elections is underway. Mike Lear files this report.
St. Louis County election officials told lawmakers two computer databases would not talk to each other and there wasn't enough time between the March primary and the April municipal election to reprogram touch voting machines. Representative Shamed Dogan said that led to voters being disenfranchised at more than 60 polling places last week, and he and other lawmakers say someone should lose a job.
There's no remedy for those people to be able to vote. No practical remedy. Only 10 people were able to show up later and vote. So there have to be serious consequences.
The House will next week hold another hearing in the St. Louis County election issues. Mike Lear, Missouri Net.
The state fire marshal's office is investigating a Springfield house fire it says was caused by arson. Crews arrived after 11 o'clock last night at the unoccupied house to find the attic on fire. You're listening to news on Missouri Net. The state legislature is continuing work on ethics reform proposals. House and Senate conferees have agreed on a proposal that would bar lawmakers from investing campaign funds. Other bills would ban gifts from lobbyists and keep elected officials from immediately becoming lobbyists. Jefferson City Representative Jay Barnes says work continues on those.
Most of the bills that we've had in this ethics arena, the Senate has improved significantly in some aspects. I would hope the Senate gives the House credit for passing good legislation over here, but the Senate's improved it in some these bills in some ways. The House has had disagreements with other measures, and we've come together in conference committees with compromises.
Barnes' campaign finance bill would address situations such as when former Speaker Steve Tilley used his campaign fund to buy shares in a bank. You'll find more news online 24/7 at MissouriNet.com. You're listening to news on Missouri Net.